WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for 2 more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
This weekend will find temperatures a bit less frigid and will bring a few snow flurries to the tri-states. Hi, I'm Jack Root, and it looks like a grand time for you to grab a friend and head for your favorite ski resort. Conditions are reported as excellent at Michigan's Upper Peninsula, ski resorts like Big Powderhorn, Indian Head, and Blackjack. Cross-country skiers and snowmobilers will also be able to enjoy the trails of these areas. We hear the deepest bases are presently enjoyed by Shoosh Mountain and Nub's Knob, where the figures quoted are 80 to 86 inches. Boeing Mountain and Boeing Highlands, they've got 76 inches of base with all the cross-country trails open too. Crystal Mountain and Sugarloaf, they're reporting 68 and 66 inches with their cross-country trails tracked and groomed also. Shanty Creek, bases are reported at 38 inches. Call ahead if you plan to cross-country ski at Grand Traverse. Cannonsburg and Timber Ridge, they're both enjoying good ski conditions, bases over 50 inches. Good skiing will be found at Swiss Valley, where the bases are reported up to 40 inches, and Bittersweet have 35 inches of base. Mount Brighton and Mount Holly in southeastern Michigan, they're expecting good crowds this weekend. They report a 40-inch base. Special events scheduled are NASTAR races and a Kanizel Championship race at Nub's Knob, a sock hop and a snowboard races at Mount Brighton, a beach party at Cannonsburg, and special rates Sunday at Swiss Valley. Snow Trails in Ohio will also have their ski carnival this weekend. Mount Walwisse in Indiana, they'll also be skiing on bases of 8 to 28 inches. Listen to WoWo Radio for updated ski reports by Jack Root.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at high noon.
the Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment
15.
That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the New World Order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Crazy Boys are back. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Welcome back to Travel World, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, we had a fantastic time last weekend. We were out in Madrid, Spain.
Yes, we headed away to Madrid on Wednesday evening and spent four interesting nights in Madrid, the capital of Spain. A lot of history, a lot of art to be discovered.
Well, actually, we didn't want to discover every art. There's one art who stayed home.
Oh, yes, he wasn't allowed in the country.
Yes, Spain is a country full of history. In fact, it's where history changed for the modern world in the 1490s. We were fortunate enough to visit the old capital of Toledo, Spain, where Queen Isabella was crowned, which we saw the cathedral. We were absolutely amazed. It's quite a feeling to be there.
You're walking on streets that people 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, were walking on. You're seeing where the cultures, the Arab and the Jewish and the Christian cultures, all merged together at one point, living harmoniously, and then after the Spanish Inquisition, moving apart. When you go to Madrid, you deserve to take a day trip to Toledo. You can do it for a half-day tour or a full-day tour offered by Grey Line of Madrid. And it's approximately 1 hour southwest of the city. And when you get to Toledo, it's a walking tour. The buses cannot get into the old core, so you're led around by a guide, and it is a good idea to go with a guide because some of those streets are windy and you may not find your way out. They may go down a hidden corridor and you never return. So,
well, yeah, there's books with all kinds of maps and directions on how to get from point A to point B within Toledo, and it's worthwhile buying these books. One of the things I found all through Spain was that the prices are quite reasonable.
Oh, yes. You get that image that Europe is an expensive destination, and it is not. Everything that we saw, for example, accommodations. What they have in Madrid, to a great extent, are what they call hostels, 2- and 3-star properties, which basically took over a complete floor of old apartment buildings, old office buildings. And you can find out more about affordable Spain hotels from $50 to $99 a night through the Hello Europe series by Margot Classe.
Yes, our very own Margot Classe wrote her own series of travel guidebooks called, you know, the Hello Europe series. Hello Italy is on its way now, and we have Hello Spain, and she did Hello France as well. So we wanted to test exactly her research, and she recommended a property which was right in the middle of downtown where we stayed. It was well, reasonably nice. It was quiet. It was affordable. And it was right where we wanted to be.
The Hotel Vasquez de Mella on the square just two blocks away from Gran Via, where within 10, 15 minutes, you can walk to the museums. You can walk to the metro system to get around all over town on a number of lines, very reasonably priced as well. You can find shops, restaurants of all types, from local Spanish cuisine to American-style restaurants. You were right in the heart of it, but without hearing all of that noise. So you can find those hotels, the affordable Spain hotels, not just for Madrid, but the other cities and towns that we visited, such as Seville and Toledo and some of the ones we went through, like Cordoba and Avila. They're all in Margot Classe's book, and you can give them a call, Wilson Publishing, 1-888-663-9269 on the internet at www.helloeurope.com. She reviews all of the properties, the 1, 2, and 3 star, tells you whether there's an elevator, which rooms you should be asking for best location if you're traveling 1, 2, 3 people, and other important information, such as do they take credit cards, do they serve breakfast,
well, yeah.
the part of town they're in, whether they're near a metro station. So you aren't arriving in a daze and not knowing where to go. You've been to a place that somebody has personally recommended and personally checked out for you in advance. And I can recommend Margot Classe's book as a key key research tool for you.
Well, we know that Margot is quite the trooper because she visits hundreds of hotels every day. And it's amazing how she puts these books together. So there's rumors of a Hello Portugal series that may come about. But see, contact Margot. You know, the picture on the back of the book, that's really her. She's a trooper. She does it all by herself. And her travel adventure stories are very exciting. So on upcoming shows and Travel World clips that we have, listen to Margot's clips.
She gives you little phrases that you can learn in the language so you can get along. She gives you tips on using the train, instant teller machines, restaurants, laundries, what to pack, what not to pack. It's a complete guidebook that can really make your stay in Spain or the other countries in her series make it a better trip.
Yeah, one thing, do not take the Berlitz guidebooks. They're useless. There are better ones out there. Buy a more comprehensive dictionary.
Yes, you had a few phrases that you wondered why they were in there and a few phrases that you wished were in there because...
Well, you know, there is a reputation of Madrid being a tough town, and in fact, Vic didn't want to go because he was afraid of the reputation that Madrid had. We went there, we found it wasn't quite as bad as it was reputed to be, but you do have to be on guard. I mean, like most cities, in fact, even cities in North America, you still need to be on guard.
Keep your wits about you.
Well, yeah. When I say on guard, I don't mean to be completely, you know...
So scared that you want to lock your door in your hotel.
You know, whipped up into a froth. No, but just keep your wits about you. Keep an eye on what's going on around you. And then you can relax then and enjoy the view around you. Madrid is a beautiful city with fountains and squares and plazas at very regular intervals.
Where people are actually using them. They aren't deserted. People are playing soccer. They're sitting in the park and feeding the birds, reading a newspaper. The local people are out there as well as the tourists, and particularly at night. You want to see the city at night because those...
They light up all the fountains.
Oh, the fountains are lit up. The Victorian-era buildings are lit up by indirect lighting. It is a beautiful sight. It is a romantic vision of Europe as you picture it to be.
And... Madrid itself was built on top of water springs, sources of water. It's one of the reasons they located there in the first place. And that's why there are so many fountains there. It's at night, it's amazing. And you'll walk by, in a hot summer day, it'll be very refreshing to walk by these fountains because you feel that light water mist as the water pours over. There's one that looks reminiscent of the American Falls at Niagara. I mean, sort of a miniature version, mind you, but I mean, really... Fountain to one side, fountain to the other, all lit up, beautiful walking area.
Particularly the area between Plaza de Colón, Columbus Plaza, and where Gran Via comes in.
And Alcala, yeah.
Alcala, the whole mixture, the triangular area, which is the main financial, museum, and business center of the city.
Gran Via is the commercial center, it's the more touristy area of Madrid. And it's where, well, where we located. And one of the nice parts of that also towards the end is Plaza de España, which is Spain Square, on which is located a magnificent building that houses the Holiday Inn Crown Plaza.
Yes, it was built at just after Second World War, late 40s, early 50s, as a 1,000-room hotel. Now the Holiday Inn Crown Plaza takes up a little over 300 of those rooms, the rest of the building being a commercial center, apartments, condominiums, office buildings. It gives you, if you're looking for an upscale, American-style, business-oriented hotel, the Crown Plaza Madrid City Center gives you that experience. 306 rooms, 41 suites, and an exercise room, and a restaurant that they're remodeling where you can have a combination of the favorites of Spain and America, served professionally, promptly, courteously, great service, and great dining.
Delicious steak that we had there.
And, of course, the dessert tray, they make their own desserts on site. So
yeah,
that's a specialty as well.
That's one thing I found. The dessert tray in Spain and well, overall, the food was really, really tasty.
Yes.
I mean, we've gone to different places in Europe that we're wondering, God, how can people eat this? But we've also gone to places which were absolutely delicious. And this falls into the really tasty and affordable category.
When you're looking at prices for breakfast, 3.3 euros, about $3 US for fried eggs and bacon and breakfast roll, juice and coffee. Can't beat that anywhere else in Europe.
Well, that's true. And that was at a juice bar that we went to, and in the basement of which was an internet cafe. You can spend an hour on the internet for as little as €1 for the hour. So you can stay in touch via email or surf the web, whatever you like to do.
Doesn't have to be expensive to discover the best of Madrid.
Well, we had a fantastic time. We took bus tours, and we're going to be back following the break. Join us right here on the Travel World Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich, and that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long 30? As you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow it.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's just so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Travel World. AM 600.
Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo! Having fun.
Cannot resist. And it don't get better than this. Oh, we had a fantastic time. We went up to Madrid. Oh, we visited Spain. We visited the old capital. We went to Seville. We rode the AVE, the high-speed train, which is actually the Alta Velocidad Española, which is the TGV from France. They imported to Spain, and it's one of the more famous lines. It's about 350 miles, about 550 kilometers, between Seville and Spain. Madrid.
2 hours, 25 minutes. They actually arrive early. They have a money-back guarantee. If that train arrives more than 5 minutes late, you get your money refunded.
So Stephen was praying for a delay.
I was hoping, but, you know, whenever you're hoping for a delay, it won't happen. And whenever you're in a hurry, well, this is the law of travel, you will end up being delayed. But
Stephen has all kinds of stories about that, but that's another time, another place.
Train operates Monday to Friday every hour on the hour, and reduced schedule on Saturdays and Sundays, of course, but this is the way to go between those two cities. But as it is in Europe, people thought, you're going there all the way for a day trip?
Oh, God.
And it is like going York to Philadelphia.
Well, I'll be remembered by I call it the flight service crew. It was the train service crew, but it's the atmosphere of an airplane when you're on there. And it was so smooth. It was a silent train trip. It was fantastic. Look, I had to ride this train. I mean, who wants to ride a high speed train? Everybody does. We went out there. We strolled around Seville for about an hour and a half, and while we were there, we did find a barber shop. So we did find the Barber Seville.
Oh, you couldn't resist that temptation.
Hey, listen, this is the longest way. It's a world record for us, the longest we've ever done to make a silly joke, the Barber of Seville. We also checked out, and we found out that there is no Rossellini, who wrote the Barber of Seville, does not live in Seville, and there is no Figaro in either Madrid or Seville. So we were out there doing that research for you. We had to do this.
Seville is an historic city, a walled city with the remnants of a Roman aqueduct, the ancient walls of the city. Again, a walking tour of downtown will take you 2 to 3 hours. Downtown area is approximately a 20-minute stroll from the new train station built in 1992 during Expo in Seville.
Well, those train stations also are magnificent. You got to see them. They're huge. They're full, open air atmosphere like a giant atrium.
And the trains depart on time. They close the platform 2 minutes prior to departure. And when they say they go, they go. It's a dedicated trackage. There are articulated trains, 8-car sets, and you don't feel the movement. As we said, you don't hear the noise because, of course, there's no level crossings for them to blow their horn at. Mm-hmm. And they serve you a full hot meal at your seat in club first class service.
And, of course, Stephen was hoping for them to blow their horn because we enjoy that on the VRL. Actually, the VRL line in the corridor between Montreal and Toronto, there are a few level crossings, yet those brand-new, magnificent, sleek GE locomotives are carrying the LRC train cars and soon the Renaissance, which is made by the same company as made the AVE. And
yes, that Alstom was the segment of France. And, yes, of course, you can also avail yourself. One of the beverages that they serve on board is gazpacho. So,
yes, Stephen, remember that. That was the gazpacho story from 1990.
Well, you wouldn't have had anything to talk about to regale Laura in the car with that story.
It wasn't Maria and Carla, was it? It was Laura this time, yeah. Because we went back, and she looks at us and says, "Wait a minute, I remember you. You were here this morning, right?" She goes, "Oh, quick visit."
Well, but it's an ideal day trip. A day trip to Seville, a day trip to Toledo, a day trip to Avila. All easy from your hub when staying in Madrid. You can reach these points within 2 hours, all of these cities. You don't have to pack up your bags and move on. You can use Madrid as your base and find great things to see. Spend 2-3 days in Madrid and day trips to your other locales, but without having to pack your suitcase and move on.
Madrid is an ideal central point for where you want to go because we got there via Air Canada. And when you get to Madrid, you can now take the train to all kinds of different places. If you wanted to see Barcelona, there's the Talgo train that'll take you there in one heck of a hurry. And if you want to go to a different train station, which is the one we did, the Atocha train station, to go to Seville, there's a noticeable change in climate when you go because you pass through the mountains. And there is so much to see along the way in the countryside. It's not just empty mountains and things.
No, you think that Europe is going to be a crowded destination. It's still an agricultural base there. You see fields, open fields. You see the trees growing olives and oranges, and you can see the industry in some of the towns. So the train provides you with that overview of the country that you may not get automatically by staying right downtown.
And that is, of course, one of the appeals that we have for the steel wheels that are in our blood, because we love the train wherever it is, because you do see the sights, you know, watch the landscape.
And the landscape merges into the culture, and the culture is what is reflected in the museums of Madrid. Three museums, three world-class museums, the Prado Museum, the Thyssen-Bornemisza Museum, and the Queen Sofia National Museum, all within around 5 blocks of each other. And you can get a multi-visit pass that saves around 35% off the individual admissions by going in to the multiple museum admissions. The Prado is the collection of some of the Spanish paintings up until the 19th century, the painters like Velázquez and Goya and Murillo, all in one location. And then almost across the street at the Queen Sofia Art Center, the former Madrid Hospital, which is more contemporary art and exhibitions of the Spanish people. So if you're into art and you're into comparing artist styles from 17th, 18th, 19th centuries to today, they make it very easy to do it with the economical multi-museum pass and the locations of the museums.
We went also to the Naval Museum. Now, they told us that the two most famous paintings in the world were one of them is located, it's the Night Watch in the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, and the other one is a painting by Del Greco, which sits in the Prado.
Yep, and there's also, they actually made around three or four of the comparable paintings, and one of them was also in Toledo. So you can see the style as El Greco merged one style to the other.
There's a certain feeling, though, when you take a look at these original works of art. I mean, yeah, we've seen pictures of them, and it's easy to get, you know, a little blasé and desensitized about it all. But when you actually look at these things, go, no, that is the original.
It's not just something you saw in a book or saw on TV. This is the one. This was created 400, 500 years ago by somebody whose talent has achieved that. No, it is awe-inspiring, and you just have to stand back and look. And another museum we visited and was the Serralbo Museum.
Yes.
Now, we thought this was going to be dedicated to the one and only Yeoman, but no, there's nothing about the Yeoman in there.
There was nothing about his old show on CJLO, nothing about, you know, his upcoming plans to teach English as a second language in Korea, nothing.
But there was a whole collection based on the intricate collections of the Marquis de Serralbo. He collected anything and everything, magazines, newspapers, sculpture, paintings, drawings and prints, and he filled his house just near the Plaza España with his collections, and these are now open to the public.
Well, they're actually quite magnificent collections, because not only paintings.
Yeah, he didn't collect junk. I mean, this is a man who had eclectic but exquisite tastes, and you can see them, including a How to Do It set on how to smoke opium.
Yeah. Okay, he was a drug dealer. No. No, seriously, though, it was. There was also this has a grand ballroom with these huge mirrors, and you wonder how all those years ago they made mirrors quite so big, or even glass for that matter. And you can see the imperfections of the glass, so you know that it was a fledgling industry at the time, but that the frescoes on the ceiling, and it was just something that you got to behold.
At his clock collection, hundreds of clocks from around the world, again, intricate designs, one-of-a-kind pieces, the silverware, jewelry, coins, medals, things that he had collected during his travels, and one-of-a-kind pieces that you don't see in other museums. This man brought them back to his home in Madrid.
Probably worth a fortune on eBay.
But you do a self-guided tour. They give you a pamphlet which tells you how to visit each of the floors of the Serralbo Museum.
Best of all, admission is free.
Oh, yes. On certain days of the week, I think it's two or three euros on some days, and then there's 2 days of the week where it's free admission, as is there's free admission days at the Prado as well, Sunday being a free admission day. So
that's what the lineup was all about.
Free admission. So check out the free admission museums and plan accordingly when you're visiting Madrid.
You can't miss the Royal Palace in Madrid. Something spectacular to see. Statues of the kings, and of course it was the capital of Castillon, Spain, so you had all this, the people that they united, the different provinces of Spain. That was Ferdinand and Isabella who did that.
Yeah, and you have the kings of the former what would be today duchies, they refer them as duchies at the time, and the former kings, the gardens, and it's a magnificent sight and transposes you to the Middle Ages in the heart of the city.
There's the province of Aragon and province of this, that, the other, and it was the union of Isabella and Ferdinand that helped usher in the modern era. And shortly after, Columbus himself made his fateful voyage in 1492, the world itself changed.
Because of the consolidation of power and the consolidation of resources that that brought to a new and powerful Spain.
It's amazing if these lessons could be brought today, what can be achieved with peace. So that's it for this segment. We're going to be talking about Air Canada, how we got to Spain, and the excellent service following the break right here on Travel World, right here on the Travel World Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
The Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Try to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumut, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusport Sack, Birdie, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Virginia! I can't think of a better way to get away, to fly away, than on Air Canada, Stephen.
Oh, great flight. Best flight I've had in many a year, and I've celebrated the startup of Air Canada service to Madrid this past week. April the 7th started off the service.
We had a fantastic time on board the airplane, and it has to do with the fantastic flight crews. And I don't know what they must have handpicked this particular crew, because I've never had a better flight experience in my life.
Nicole Couture-Simard is the manager media relations for Air Canada, based in Montreal. She joins us now. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Oh, great flight, as we said before. We said it many, many times to many, many people as soon as we came home. We couldn't get over it ourselves when we were even there. We had to write you and tell you.
Well, that's great, but you know, we are one of the top 10 airlines in the world, according to our recent survey, so, you know, we're extremely proud of what our crews can do for our customers, and it's, you know, it's an integral part of our service.
Business travelers have come to appreciate that, because you have, as you mentioned, won awards year after year for that in-flight service.
That's right.
One of the things that we particularly enjoyed, in an era right now where some people are being overly serious about just about everything, this particular flight crew made us feel welcome, made us feel very comfortable, you know, at ease and at home. And you couldn't ask for more in flight, and totally and thoroughly professional.
Well, that's terrific to hear.
We enjoy particularly flying. One of the great things about taking Air Canada, as opposed to any other carrier, to a European destination, is simply the fact that, you know, you get on the airplane, you change in Toronto, which is a North American hub, therefore you're refreshed and relaxed, mm-hmm. and then you take the airplane directly where you want to go, and yep. that's it.
Yeah, Air Canada specializes in nonstop service, so just as you said, you know, we serve upward of 80 destinations in the United States nonstop, every day into Toronto, and from our major hub in Canada, we offer many nonstop flights directly to the major European capitals, and Madrid is our latest new service.
Fantastic service aboard the 767, a very comfortable, wide body, mm-hmm. and the first class service just cannot be beat. On the way back, we sat there, we had those reclining seats and the personal Walkmans, pick all the movies you want to see. It was fantastic.
Yeah, we have a great in-flight entertainment program, and actually we did win another award this year for our in-flight entertainment, the magazine that you receive in executive first class gives you a really great variety of movies. You've got your classics. You've got, if you prefer westerns, you can go there. If you want to see the latest hits, they're there as well. So you know, everything is geared to giving the customer a first class experience whenever they travel with us.
Now, of course, that also means that, for example, looking at the in-flight food service, and I have my menu in front of me, and I shouldn't be looking at a menu just before lunchtime, because my mouth will start to water again, and I'll want to leave and go grab something to eat. But starting off with roasted salmon on ravioli with tomato bruschetta, it was...
Yeah, such exactly.
This was the appetizer, and such a large helping, it was bigger than what you'd be getting as a meal on many other carriers. Then... choice of three entrees, the braised veal ossobuco and herb roasted chicken breast, or butternut squash zucchini and spinach lasagna, and then followed with cheese and grapes, and choice of desserts, but of course Renee the purser said there's no law against having both, so hey,
I said hey,
blueberry mousse cake and fresh fruit, I'll have both. So
Well, you know, I think that when a customer is traveling on a long-haul flight, you know, there is only so many things that you can do during a flight. So one of the things that passengers look forward to is what you can provide for them on the aircraft. And the food and the wines are, you know, something that they can enjoy, and it passes the time. And by the time you know it, you're at destination. So it's a great way to, you know, make the flight go by faster, and, you know, you're very comfortable. You can watch a movie, you know, taste a lot of good foods, and it just gives you good memories of your experience.
Of course, also, and this is good for all passengers of the cabin, when was the last time you smelt freshly baked cookies in flight?
Yes, so the chocolate chip cookies, yes. The highlight of the afternoon snack service, the open-faced sandwiches and chocolate chip cookies and the Belgian chocolate ice cream.
I mean, can you imagine, I'm on an airplane, I'm flying back home, and I'm waking up, and I'm going, something smells awfully good right now. And yeah, okay, so we were in first class, and we had a choice of whatever we wanted to eat there, but boy, oh boy, that sure makes things go well.
That's right. And, you know, once you when you're traveling over to our new destination in Spain, Madrid, we also offer excellent connections to several other cities in Spain with our partner, Spanair. So you can, when you arrive in Madrid, you just simply, we have coordinated the connections to onward cities such as Barcelona, Malaga, Alicante, Sevilla, several others, plus Lisbon and Oporto in Portugal. So it does give you easy access to the whole Iberian Peninsula.
You get a through fare, your luggage is checked through.
Absolutely.
And you're handled well by the people at Spanair, who are now also a new member in your Aeroplan frequent flyer program.
That's correct. And until the end of June, we're offering Aeroplan members double Aeroplan miles when they travel with us. So that's another bonus for our frequent flyers.
I know many people who are Portugal junkies who will definitely do well to fly via Air Canada.
Because as we mentioned before, making the connection in Toronto is seamless and easy. If you try to arrive in London or Amsterdam or Paris, it's like 3 in the morning on your clock, and you're like a walking zombie trying to get from Terminal A to Terminal Z, where you're going to be the furthest end, and you're going to be just totally confused. Why not just make that connection in Toronto and arrive refreshed? You're going to get off the plane and just go straight to your hotel.
That's right. It's always a good idea to try, and if you do need to make a connection, to do it early on in the trip when you're more, you're fresher, you haven't had to do an all-night flight, and, when it's a lot easier. When you're tired, you arrive in Europe, you're tired, there's always, of course, the time change, which will take you, a day or two to get used to. You don't want to face necessarily a connection and, walking around an airport that you're probably not familiar with. So if you can do it in North America and in Toronto, it's very easy, as you say, then that makes the whole experience that much better.
Well, sure, because between terminals in Toronto, there's even a little shuttle bus that'll take you from one to the other in the secure area.
That's correct. So you don't have to go through any formalities. You've done your formalities when you left either the United States or another city in Canada. You have a very easy transfer in Toronto, and then you just board your flight and you're off to Europe. Sounds great.
One of the things that I can't help but underscore, because it is so important to me as a traveler, is how safe I felt in the hands of Air Canada, and more so than almost any other carrier, because the flight crew, they go out of their way to make you feel totally comfortable. You'll forget all your troubles in the world because you're having a good time, but these people are so warm and accommodating. And on the way back, too, we had a different flight crew, but they were every bit as nice and friendly. Now, the first one was spectacular. I mean, you have people with particular personalities, and they just took it to a new level of excellence. I just have no words to say how good it was. But I'll tell you, the other side, on the way back, totally professional and just, a simple smile. When was the last time a flight attendant smiled in your general direction on one of the other carriers? Seriously.
Well, we're extremely proud of our flight crews. But, it's interesting that you mentioned the safety factor. I don't know if you are aware of this, but last year Air Canada was named the safest airline in the world. And, it's because of the environment that we work in Canada. It's an extremely safe country, but also our standards are very, very high. We have an excellent maintenance record. We train our employees, our flight attendants are trained, to handle any kind of emergency, and we also have an excellent track record. So, I think that the fact that you feel safe on an Air Canada aircraft is because of all these factors, and it has been recognized worldwide.
There's no secret that Air Canada, on an Air Canada airplane, you'll see it's in impeccable shape no matter what.
Yes, we're extremely proud of the way we look after our equipment, the way we train our employees, and also Air Canada is so well known for its safety and high standards that we do a lot of third-party work for other airlines. We We maintain other airlines' fleets, and we also train other airlines' employees in the safety areas. So, you know, we've been in business since 1937. We're going to be celebrating our 65th anniversary this year, and so all that experience, you know, comes to bear, and it is a very professional airline.
We're speaking this morning with Nicole Cachersi-Mart of Air Canada about our flight to Spain and other destinations that Air Canada serves. You're listening to Travel World across America on the Travel World Radio Network.
Stay tuned. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World keep with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Keep on rocking me, baby. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Roby generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading 30. Specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% 15. Discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today. It's hard to hold on when there's no one to lean on.
Hey, Keeping the Faith on Travel World with Willem and Steve, and online Nicole Couture-Simard from Air Canada. I can't think of a better song to exemplify the spirit of Air Canada and their service around the world with regards to flight safety and making their passengers feel so welcome.
Yes, Nicole, we were talking earlier about how the passengers are feeling safe and confident, the reputation of Air Canada. This has translated itself, particularly over the past 6 months, with increased awareness by our American listeners to make that connection over Toronto. They come in from those 70, 80 cities with nonstop service into Toronto.
That's right.
These are cities that don't have service themselves anyway into European or Asian or South American points, and they're making that secure connection over Toronto.
Yes, you know, we do serve upwards of 80 cities in the United States every day, nonstop, into Toronto, and all of these flights connect with all our services, early evening services, over to the major European capitals. So, for instance, you could take a flight from Houston or from Phoenix into Toronto and make your easy connection to all the major European capitals, London, Paris, Frankfurt, Madrid, our new destination. Actually, we also have a new nonstop service out of Toronto into Tokyo. We had tried this a couple of years ago, and we reintroduced it this year, and it's a great time saving for passengers. They can actually do a one stop if you're coming in from the States, a one stop in Toronto, hop on your flight, and you don't need to worry about any more connections, and you land in Tokyo. It's a great service.
Oh, that sounds perfect, because many other cities you'd have to make a double connection.
Yes.
And maybe
usually you would have to connect in Vancouver. You know, if you're basic, you know, in our Canadian network, you would have to stop in Vancouver and change aircraft, and you know, that always adds, you know, an hour, 90 minutes to your flight time, and it's disruptive. You have to gather all your belongings, you know, get off the aircraft, and if you can just relax, stay on the same flight all the way there, you have you actually have time to sleep, and you'll see that the jet lag will be a lot less, and you'll be a lot fresher when you land in Tokyo.
That's right. Air Canada checked our bags all the way through.
That's right. We have all our flights, if you have connections on our network and with our partners, you check in once, you get your checked all the way through to your destination. So you have no more formalities to go through. It's really, very handy for the customers.
Whenever I travel, I carry one big bag that I check, and then I have a small carry-on, you know, with the things that I want to read during flight and, you know, newspapers and whatnots. And it's nice that you're just carrying something light. You can go through the airport and entertain yourself lightly.
That's correct. You don't have to lug, you know, a whole bunch of bags with you. But also, you know, with the new security measures that were instituted after September the 11th, most carriers, and Air Canada included, restrict the number of bags that you can bring in the cabin. That's important for passengers to remember when they pack. There are new rules. You cannot bring sharp objects on the aircraft. You know, security is greatly enhanced, and so this is something that passengers need to remember. If you need to bring something like that with you, put it in your checked bags. There is no problem to doing that, because it will be going in the belly of the aircraft, and that's fine with the security standards. There's another thing that I'd like to remind passengers relative to the security measures. If you're going to be traveling with a laptop or a cell phone or a Game Boy, you know, any kind of electronic device, make sure that your device is operational, that you can turn it on and show the security agent that it is what it is. Otherwise, they may not let you bring it aboard the aircraft, and that sometimes causes problems for customers. So it's important that all your electronic devices that you are bringing on the phone, on the aircraft, is operational, your cell phone, your pager, all these little objects.
That's a very important point, because it also brings to mind the, well, we noticed also in the cabinet, normally what we used to have is they would give actually a real knife and fork. Right now it's a plastic knife, but we've also found that Air Canada has adapted the meals so that that's not even a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, the butter's at such a temperature that you can actually spread it with the plastic knife with no trouble, and moreover, the meat and whatever it is that you're going to eat.
It's very tender, and you can actually... some of the meals in the past, you may have wanted to have to use a knife that would, a real knife to cut through the meat if you were having steak or what have you. But the veal that I had going over was so tender, hey, that was no problem. And the same with the other choices of entrees, if you're having pasta or fish. It's an adaptation, but it hasn't lost in the quality of either the presentation or the quality.
That's right. Yeah, you know, we always put a lot of research into what our customers like. And so, you know, we have an in-flight kitchen on the ground that duplicates the conditions at 30,000 feet. And we actually, when we introduce new menus, we actually cook, we test it in our in-flight kitchen on the ground, and to make sure that when we do serve it to our customers, it's going to be, you know, a great experience.
You have to listen to your customers, and I think that is one thing that Air Canada does better than a lot of carriers, is getting that feedback and actually implementing it, not just paying lip service and not doing it, that you have listened to the customers as to which destinations they want to have added to the system, what they prefer to have in flight, that this has been an adaptation over time to better serve the customer.
Yeah, and you know, we know that nonstop service is the most important thing to a passenger, and we specialize in that nonstop service as much as we can. We also are aware of what they like in flight, what they don't like. The food is important, good wines, attentive service, clean aircraft, on-time departures. So those are all, extremely important, and we keep very focused on all these items.
We also found that the seat pitch was also much more comfortable on an Air Canada plane than on a lot of other planes that we've flown.
Well, you know, in North America, for the eighth year in a row, again, we have been voted the preferred airline by business people from the United States to Canada. So we're extremely proud of that. You know, there is a lot of competition in the North American market. There are very large American carriers, but Air Canada is up there in among the largest carriers, but we are the number one preferred airline by business travelers. And for 8 years in a row, you know, it's ever since Open Skies in 1995, we are the number one choice. So bearing that in mind, you know, we're very circumspect about maintaining the high standard that the customer wants, and it has paid off.
Well, it certainly has. A great flight experience, a great time aboard Air Canada, the new service to Madrid, one of the new destinations, some other seasonal services starting up, including Amsterdam in the month of June that we'll be keeping an eye open for. And we just mentioned Tokyo as a new nonstop out of Toronto. And new destinations that you can find out all the information on the internet at www.aircanada.ca.
Yeah, and this spring, actually, we have several new destinations, nonstop destinations in Europe, and these would be Manchester, Munich, and Glasgow. And we also will be inaugurating new service to Ireland nonstop as well. So those are more destinations to add to our international palette.
Amsterdam? Do I hear Amsterdam?
Did you hear Amsterdam? No, Dublin.
Dublin, okay.
Oh, yes, and we will be introduced. I'm sorry, you're right. Seasonal service to Amsterdam. You're an Air Canada specialist by now.
There we go. That's the home country for me, too.
You're correct.
Oh, boy. It's, you know, what a better carrier can you imagine than Air Canada flying to Europe?
Great service, great on-time performance. Our recommendation here at Travel World. Thanks, Nicole Kachersi-Mart from Air Canada, for joining us today on Travel World.
It's been my pleasure.
Thanks. Stay online with us.
Yes.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company across America and around the world on the Travel World Radio Network. Join us again next week. Yeah.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community.
And we had a few questions. But thank you once again for the terrific experience. We really had a good time.